If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Jamal Cole is the founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City. He's been a tireless advocate for social justice, and he wants to see a more interconnected Chicago through service and education. And he's been recognized so many times for his leadership and his impact. And now he is doing something that seems like a script for a made-for-TV movie, or actually a film. By the way, there is an acclaimed feature documentary about him called A Tiny Ripple of Hope, but he is going to spend 30 days living in each one of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. Jamal, how is Rogers Park?
Well, thank you for having me so much. I mean, you've been amazing. I think for the last 4 months, you guys have been following me around and giving me recaps, so thank you. Rogers Park is beautiful. I mean, waking up next to the lake every day is encouraging to work out. I mean, you want to go run 3 miles just to look at the lake. Me and the lake became great friends. Pratt Pier, wow, the wall there. Talk about community building. Every year, the Rogers Park community comes together to paint this wall. Everybody has their own slot, and they have different inspirational messages to the community for the whole year. That really brings people together. That's been great. It's very diverse, too. I could talk on and on and on. I don't want to talk to you enough, but it's been a great experience living in Rogers Park. Really cool.
And tell everybody where home usually is for you.
Well, you know, definitely Chatham. Chatham is now community is a state of mind. I have a house in Chatham. I love Chatham. That's where I'm fighting out the Chatham corner all day. I also have a home in Beverly. So Beverly on the south side, you know, all my organizers from there, all my people in Beverly know each other. But those are two places that I call home in Chicago, Chatham and Beverly.
You know, I follow you on social media, on Instagram, and I heard you talking about the real diversity and Rogers Park, and the people that you lived among in an apartment building. Was this an Airbnb? And did we get you a sponsorship yet with Airbnb? These people need to be taking care of you.
I hope so. Let's keep on speaking it into existence. But no, yeah, it was actually, it was a friend of mine. We were talking about, Chicago segregated. Some communities, there's more diversity than others. But in Rogers Park, it's not like you can just say, oh, this is a diverse community. You see it when you walk out of your, or into your apartment building every day. It's not just a census, a number on a census. So I lived in an apartment, and across from me was a white male. Below me, there was an Asian lady. Next door, a black couple. On the other side, there's a mixed black and white couple. First floor, you see a family with kids, a black family with kids. There's a transgender person next to me. Below me, then there's there's 30 different units, and there's one, all different walks of life, and there's one apartment building. And so that's real diversity that your kids can see when they just go get the mail. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you're right. It doesn't exist in many areas of the Chicago community, and that's what makes Rogers Park unique. I understand that now you want to get a dog and name him a Donzi.
Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze. We're going to be catching all day. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're working out, by the way, Planet Fitness is cool, but when you live in Rogers Park, they got a gym on the beach, man. You can do your pull-ups, you can do your dips, you can do your abs, you can do your plyometrics, whatever, right there next to the sand. And so every morning, after my run, I go there and I do my pull-ups. I got up to 10 pull-ups this month. But people's dogs, they ain't no leashes. Dogs running right up to you. I saw a border collie, and just talk about fetch. Normally, you can throw a stick and the dog will go run after it and retrieve it. This dog wouldn't even let the stick hit the ground. They caught it out the air like Roma Dunze and brought it back to me. I'm getting that done, so that's pretty cool.
And so yeah. What about the people and community organizing and the people there that want to make a difference in Rogers Park? What is their hope for their community?
Yeah, so Alderman Haddon is a leader there. Amir Haddon, she's the alderman, and she is a great community organizer. She believes in the power of not only organizing people to do things, but mobilizing people to just come together and talk. At Rogers Park, there was, I learned this from a community group there. There was a RAD, and they support undocumented immigrants. But I was talking with them about is that there was a neighbor that drowned in Rogers Park. And, so the community, they came together. They didn't wait for the government to come. They came together and they found a problem and they wanted to solve it. And so now the bright orange lifesavers that you see on every pier in Chicago is because there was an incident that happened in Rogers Park. And so the community said, you know what, no more kids are going to, that's not going to happen to our kids. And so what we're going to do is we're going to petition the city to get these bright orange lifesavers on the piers. And now, you know, they fixed that problem.
So. Yeah. And so what is the difference that you've seen between Chatham or Beverly, where you reside, you know, in real life, and
yeah.
and now that you're living on the road 30 days in Rogers Park, what were the stark differences that were apparent to you?
Yeah, I would just say that Beverly, people are organized, and people are, but you know, when Beverly, you have a backyard, you can chop wood if you want. You got foxes running around. You know, it's like, you know, in Rogers Park, the beauty of the community is really like the backyard is the beach. And so everybody, there's no one backyard. Everybody congregates there. So you see a lot of, you know, there's a lot more shops to frequent. There's a lot more local places, a lot more. It feels like there's a lot of pride. People have a lot of civic energy. And so when you have that backyard to come to all the time, you're going to start to notice people and connect better. And so I think that that is, that's the beauty of Rogers Park, is that all these people can come together. Like, you don't matter what color, gender, religion, opinion, ethnicity, occupation, whatever, like, people come together to take advantage of that beautiful lakefront.
Jamal Cole is with us, CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City. You're probably well informed about that organization, but he's on this mission to live in all of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods for 1 month at a time. That was number five or number six?
That was number five. Number six,
number five.
Next month. Yeah, number six next month. We're going to Portage Park. We're going to Portage Park, yep.
And do you already have a place to stay in Portage Park? And John Williams, our talk show host during the midday, was saying, well, can people pitch in, help them out? What, you know, what's going on? And so fill me in.
Yeah, so I've been using Airbnb. Yeah, we have an Airbnb for 30 days, you know, for Portage Park. But next month, I'm going to go to Chicago Lawn, if you know of a place to stay that's not too much. I'm not balling out here, but you know, if I can get a nice place to stay in Chicago Lawn or North Lawndale, Hegelwisch, Ashburn, Brighton Park, Gage Park, those are my next communities. So just going to be studying like the foundations of strength in communities, like everyday Chicagoans, working class families, civic pride, small businesses, block clubs, faith. That's like the foundation of the theme of my first year. So up next is Portage Park, Chicago Lawn, North Lawndale, Hegelwisch, Ashburn, Brighton Park, and Gage Park.
At the end of your 6 or 7 year journey, are you going to run for public office after you've gathered information and developed a complete understanding of all of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods?
Yeah. Right now, I'm loving what I'm doing. I'm loving getting to actually come to communities, listen and learn what makes it good. How are you? I get to see God living in people for a living. I get to see how people are working with their neighbors to solve issues. And it's everyday people like myself. So right now, I'm enjoying the journey. Every time I get to the mountain, I see another peak. But I'm going to enjoy this one. So as far as right now, yeah, it's just about what everyday people can do. Like, how can that's powerful. Right? And so right now, it's not about government. It's really about community organizing and just building more civic energy in the city. So.
And how can people follow you or connect with you?
Yeah, you can go to my website, formyblocks.org. That's formyblocks.org, and you can follow my journey. It's called Live 77. You can go right to our website and see and keep up with the journey. So you can see the community assessment survey that I fill out. I get 20 of these surveys filled out in every community, and people tell you about the institutions in the area, the bright spots of the area, the challenges of the area, the policy recommendations of the area. You can read these community assessment surveys right from the website.
Congratulations on what you've achieved so far, and I look forward to talking to you next month about your month-long visit to Portage Park.
You are amazing. You are amazing. God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for peace.
That's Jamal Cole, founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City. Definitely give him a follow, at least on Instagram. You can see what he's up to.